Wild cards. We have several wild cards, and if you want something to fret about, I'd start fretting not about the economy, but about the wild cards. The big one, of course, is Fukushima. I have tried very many times, and some of the team that does our research has tried many times, to figure out who we could have on the Solari Report to talk about Fukushima. I had James Corbett on. He runs a website being in Tokyo or being in Japan and runs a website covering Fukushima. And it's one of the challenges of trying to do a Solari Report on Fukushima is there is a very wide range of opinions. But the one thing I will say is that there is great concern is that if Fukushima, if the team there does not find a way to deal with it successfully, it could have profound implications for the Japanese people, the Japanese economy, but also for the entire world, both the oceans and the atmosphere. So I think Fukushima is a wild card and something of great concern. And we certainly keep our eye on it here on the Solari Report. Another wild card to think about are other environmental issues. I think Fukushima would be my number one, but we're seeing reports of fires, flooding, quakes, sinkholes around the world, water contamination, tornadoes, hurricanes, on and on and on. Some of this is what's been going on for centuries and nothing new. We just now have the internet. But there is no doubt about it that the world is under profound environmental stress. And that's one of the reasons I'm extremely hopeful that we do move to an equity-based model, because in an equity-based model, we can align the financial systems with the environmental systems and come back into something where, you know, the stock market is infinitely better off for healing the environment as opposed to vice versa. Another wild card I think to keep an eye on is the UFO story. Will the UFO story go mainstream? And I think that's part of understanding who in the world really is governing on planet Earth and why is the governance system behind the one-way mirror and why are the people governing, certainly the financial system behaving the way they're behaving. And so we continue to see the UFO story sort of sneak mainstream and the conversation widen and open up. But I, for one, think that's going to happen. And my concern is that what goes mainstream is disinformation as opposed to information. So I think that's just something to keep an eye on. Finally, unemployment. As we watch this explosion of technology and entrepreneurship around technology, there is no doubt about it that you're going to see significant amounts of employment changed or debased or simply deleted as a consequence of things like robotics. And how we're going to manage that process is anybody's guess. But I think for any one of our subscribers, what is important is to see what's coming and to adjust accordingly. And lifelong learning and lifelong skills are a critical part of that. So those are the wild cards. Fukushima, environmental issues, the UFO story going mainstream, and, of course, unemployment.